Just wanted to say a brief message before we get into the podcast. Unfortunately, one of the microphones got unplugged mid-recording, and we did not notice it until the editing room. So apologies for my microphone not working. I hope you guys can stick through it, because I do think it's a great episode. Also wanted to say thank you so much for Nathaniel and Chelsea for coming on the show. We'll see you guys in the post.
Is minimal.
There's not a whole lot to it. David, you're a little far away.
Who?
Lee. I'm sorry.
How
my brain
you.
Is already gone. Welcome to the Movies with Chill podcast. I am your host, Chill. Today we'll be reviewing Strange Wilderness from 2008. Strange Wilderness is a wildlife stoner comedy directed by Fred Wolf, written by Fred Wolf and Peter Galky, starring Steven Zahn, Alan Covert, Justin Long, Jonah Hill, Kevin Heffernan, Ashley Scott, Peter Dante, Harry Hamlin, Robert Patrick, Joe Don Baker, Jeff Garland, and Ernest Borgnine.
And Blake Clark.
Do there you go. Need to list everybody in
the all of those people have pretty significant roles.
For sure.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I feel like if you were just like Justin Long and then a few other people,
the six main ensemble,
it would be fine.
Yeah. Ernest Borgnine has a very reputable career. Yeah. So.
Long.
Lowered himself for this movie.
Because right. The average person knows who that is.
They should.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll get into
Mermaid
that.
Mermaid Man? Really?
I mean, yeah, but.
Wow.
Goodness.
Voice only, culture not his face.
Slime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ernest Borgnine, baby.
He had a long history even before doing.
Oh, yeah.
Mermaid Man. Airwolf. So, yeah.
That's long classic. Before any of you were born.
Thank you, sir. Your contribution is much needed. When Peter Galky is informed that his nature show Strange Wilderness is getting canceled in 2 weeks, his crew stumbles their way to find Bigfoot in a last-ditch effort to save the show.
Just so ridiculous.
Today, we are joined by Lee and Chelsea.
Oi, oi. Evening, Chelsea.
Hi.
Evening.
There you go.
Okay, hi. Yeah. Unfortunately, David, in preparation for this film, went to Ecuador to find Bigfoot and has yet to respond back to us, but I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, he's fine.
He's okay.
He's good.
Your dad, I reached out to him. I wanted him to, like, give me a fun intro.
Right.
Okay. And this is what he said.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
I want to introduce my good friend and past fellow backpacker who once witnessed me pack 20 pounds of rope and house slippers instead of boots for a backpacking trip, Nathaniel Abeda.
That is 100% true.
It was about 5 pounds, and the house slippers were very comfortable.
Maybe the other 15 pounds of the 20 was all the extra underwear that you and your dad brought.
Definitely my dad, because I was packing all
never
of his stuff.
Never have enough underwear.
No. As long as it's clean, that's what matters, right?
Yeah, that might be a question.
Right. Watched anything new this week?
I watched this, then tried to watch this show on American Rust, and there's 2 seasons of that. It's got Jeff Daniels in it.
Okay.
Couldn't get into it, but it was good. I just couldn't get into it, and then I fell asleep.
I gotcha.
She finished the first season, and I haven't done the second one. It was, cool. It was weird.
Chelsea, Nathaniel, anything new this week?
For me, we watched Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good movie.
Trying to catch up on some Oscar movies. It was good.
That was cool. Pretty good.
It was good.
It was nice. Different.
Definitely. And then I have not finished the final episode yet, but I've been catching up on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the final season.
Oh,
so
nice. Cool.
I have just have the final episode left to get through.
I got you.
I hear he pays homage to someone. In
yeah,
the final
I know where it's going.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see
a huge phase Curb, where he
yeah.
watched
oh, yeah.
that.
I've never watched one episode of it.
It's Seinfeld without anybody from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld on steroids.
Yeah.
Then no thank
like
you.
Actually funny.
Yeah.
I loved Seinfeld.
So, oh, Seinfeld's funny. I didn't
oh,
mean
yeah.
to disparage Seinfeld.
For sure,
like,
not at all.
I loved Seinfeld.
But it is.
I can't watch it anymore. Did not age well.
The memes about it are 100% spot on where he puts himself in the most precarious situations and then is like not necessarily embarrassed by it, but he's just like, yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Right.
You know? Right. So it's pretty fun.
That's kind of his general attitude in life too. Right. Anytime I've ever seen an interview of his, he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. We are also starting The Sopranos. We're in the first season. I've never seen it.
Really? I could not get into that either.
Really?
I've enjoyed the first couple episodes.
I couldn't even get through the first episode.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That's surprising. I love gangster stuff. Mafia stuff. For some reason, that show just didn't.
Never hit
for me.
I think the way I'm that weird. I liked watching it, and then I kind of heard how it ended, and I wasn't like necessarily a fan of the decision that they made, and so I think that's kind of kept me from watching the rest of the show.
But you know what? I've heard theories why that ending happens.
Right.
And honestly, for me, I was kind of like, I kind of want to watch it if that's
it makes sense.
Like what they're going for.
I hear you.
I don't know what it is about HBO and their original series. They just don't end very well. A lot of them.
Have you ever seen Watchmen?
I have not watched it. I watched the movie and I was lost.
Really?
That movie a lot. I'd have to go back and watch it again.
The series, really.
The series is good. I watch True Detective. I love the first two seasons of that. Mm-hmm. It's good.
The second season, really.
And I did like it.
It's a controversial opinion.
I did like it. The first one was way better, but I liked the second season. I didn't see the third one, and I watched this new season, and it was good.
People liked the third one.
That was Mahershala Ali, right?
Yeah.
I was scared off from watching the second season after seeing the reaction to
really?
It. And then Jodie Foster in four.
Rachel McAdams was in the second season.
What's his name?
Colin Farrell.
And I liked it. I didn't think it was bad. It just wasn't the first one. I wanted it to be more like the first one where it was like something really, you know, sinister.
Right. Yeah.
But this was just more like bad business deals.
Yeah.
And the last season that I just watched, it was really good. It was kind of creepy. It started off really creepy, but it was good. I liked it.
What have we been watching?
So we just started doing Fall of the House of Usher. We've been off Netflix for a while.
It's excellent.
It's so good.
I'm really excited because I love Mike Flanagan. I love him so much.
We're a Mike Flanagan house through and through. So
I'm really excited.
You looking forward to The Dark Tower?
You know what? I didn't like when the movies came out. Like, Calvin tried to get me to watch them, and I didn't really like them.
Try and watch the movie that came out.
But I love Mike Flanagan so much, and I trust his view on things. Yeah. I think that he would do a really good job. So,
you know,
I would
watch it. Dr. Sleep.
And I really liked it. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in that movie that ties directly into the Dark Tower.
Does it really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The Dark Tower series is in my opinion the greatest book series that's ever been written.
All of them are kind of like interlinked, aren't they?
Yeah. The Stephen King verse is basically the Dark Tower.
Yeah.
Everything is connected. Everything serves the beam.
Yep.
You just 19. Everything's 19. All went 19, man. Yep. I'm telling you, I could go on for hours about that series.
So could Calvin.
Chelsea's forgot the face of her father.
Oh, how dare you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Do you kin it?
Yeah. Thank you, Si.
Yes.
All right, that's too nerdy. Let's move on.
Normally
we'll ask who picked this movie, but Stoneboy Harris 68+1 asked, "Hey, I love the show. Can you do a stoner comedy for around April 20th? We're doing a stoner comedy. Here you go."
68+1.
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
Divide by half.
Maybe I'll get it later.
Yeah, probably.
Square root.
So, what was the first time that you watched Strange Wilderness?
That'd be today.
Yeah.
Good times. While I did notes. Wow. Just wow. Whole lot of
the one word review is wow.
Yeah.
Just, wow.
Owen Wilson over there.
Wow.
Chelsea?
We watched it together.
Yeah.
When I was in college. So it was like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And you stayed with him.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was hysterical then.
Oh, for sure. Nathaniel, what about you?
Oh, I mean, it would have had to have been in high school. I don't know if it was sophomore year, but I'm sure we got together as a cross-country team and watched it all together. Yeah,
for sure. So I found this in a dollar bargain bin.
I almost bought it for $5 and I was like, I'm never going to watch this again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend $5. I'll just use your login.
So our icebreaker today is, if Dick is in the fishes and we're eating the fish, does that mean that we're eating Dick?
I mean, no.
No?
Because unless you're eating the stomach contents of the fish, I think you're good.
Think we're good?
I think you're good. You're just eating the flesh. You should be all right. Chelsea. You want to weigh in on this, Chelsea?
She's got a disgusted look, so.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, you're eating him.
Yeah.
You're eating what?
I feel like you're, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
I was thinking myself that I could get into quite some trouble with the sentences that come out of my mouth in this particular portion of the podcast.
For sure, for
Last in perpetuity.
This
could be bad.
All right, well, let's get into the movie before we get into some spoilers.
I'll corrupt you all.
Strange Wilderness has a runtime of 87 minutes. It premiered February 1st of 2008. Had a budget of $20 million, grossing $6.9 million. Box office for that month, Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus' Best of Both Worlds concert at number one.
What the hell did they spend $20 million on? Travel?
Did you not see the high editing, like, cuts of animal footage that
they had? Yeah, the stock footage from, like, Animal Kingdom.
It did look a little better than sets, though. It might have been some location shoots.
For sure.
Man. $20 million on what?
Remember when they knocked their teeth out? I'm sure that they had to.
That wasn't real. It's just so bad.
$19 million on the CGI shark.
Right, right. So, box office for that month is Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus' Best of Both Worlds concert at number one. Jumper, Fool's Gold, The Spiderwick Chronicles, Step Up 2, The Streets.
Oh, Step Up 2.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, Vantage Point, Juno, The Eye, Bucket List, and at 23, Strange Wilderness.
That high?
Oh, my God.
It is that high. Hey, higher than Equilibrium, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm saying something.
It is currently, this is going to be a shocker to you guys, it is currently the 50th worst rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
That just does not
Sitting
surprise
at 2%.
Me. 2%.
That's the lowest I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's down there.
I don't think it deserves to be down there, but we'll get into that later.
I think it has a couple of redeeming qualities. I mean, obviously doesn't redeem it fully. That's for sure. Pause while we have Animal Kingdom problems.
Our own Strange Wilderness.
That's right. This is awesome. What could go wrong? Best job ever. Oh, good Lord. It took me like 2.5 hours to get through this thing. I kept getting phone calls. I got like I had like 30 minutes left and Calvin called me. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, trying to watch this piece of shit.
I watched it twice.
Ugh. Yeah.
Two-time loser.
I watched it more than twice. For the course of...
This is a glutton for punishment.
So, it is... this movie began its life in 1990, in the 1990s, as a series of independently produced short videos by former Saturday Night Live writers Fred Wolf and Peter Gahlke. They started out as little parodies of wildlife shows, explains co-writer and producer Gahlke. Fred and I went out and shot them with the help of John... Okay, Lee, help me out on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Berude? Berude?
Spell it.
John Berude. B-U-R-R-U-D.
Berude, probably.
Berude. All right, John Berude. Who actually has a real-life wildlife show. His father, Bill, used to host Animal World and other travel and nature shows back in the 60s. So John has helped us produce these little shorts, which eventually got onto Comedy Central. And that is all that I found on the making of this movie.
Do we think there was a lot more thought that went into the development beyond that, because I don't anticipate that there was.
I don't believe there was any thought at all in the development, the filming, or the distribution of this film.
Some notes on bar napkins, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God to borrow from the movies.
Yeah. That's where they got that scene from.
Definitely. That was actual production notes.
That was the script. literally holding the script.
Actual production notes. Like, okay, we do this now. Now tear. Yeah.
We should totally put this in the movie.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to find something because this thing's not even an hour and a half long.
I do find that maybe the stoner movies, they do suffer from a little bit of bit to bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than coherent plot.
For sure. For sure.
And suffer that may not
definitely
go.
Definitely. At least it was only like an hour or something long.
So. Hour 25 is how it felt.
So. Well, that being said, would you recommend people watch this movie?
You know, I wouldn't say no to watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a comedy. You're going to laugh. It's got good laughs in it. For sure. But it's right up there with the dumb. I mean, right up there. It's like, yes, it's funny, but it's so over the top stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to believe that there are people on the planet that would be that dumb, especially when they were discussing the animals. That is what really, like, jeez Louise. You know, Bears get their name from the football team in Chicago. Whatever.
Chelsea, Nathaniel, would you guys recommend people watch this?
Maybe. I think maybe.
Okay.
I guess I'd have, if they liked that kind of movie, I would.
What kind of age group would you shoot that at?
I think just like high schoolers and college students.
Definitely middle to high school boys.
For yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So, Nathaniel, would you recommend it?
11 years old.
I may be tinged by nostalgia, but I really enjoyed it again. I mean, it's definitely not the most highbrow movie, and the lows are low.
Yeah,
the
very low.
Very low. Yeah. There's definitely some portions of the movie where like, okay, we got to get through this one.
Here
this
we go.
This might have been funnier 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, with all that said, I think I would. You know, at one time, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
one time, give it a watch and move on with your life.
Yeah. I always...
Sometimes you got to plow a two to appreciate a seven. Oh,
So, every time that I've always brought this movie up, I said, it is the perfect 3 a.m. movie. You and your buddies get home from the bar or whatever party you were at, and you're just hanging out, you're wanting to put something on. Strange Wilderness is right there for you.
I would agree. But I don't think you ever make it through the movie.
Oh, you're not going to.
You'll probably either pass out or
right.
You know, we're moving on to
something
else. That's
probably why it's so like crazy. Choppy. Because like if you fall asleep and then you wake up, we're like, what the hell is going on now? what are they doing?
Right.
What did I miss? So much, but yet nothing.
Like, he's missing his legs. They're missing their teeth.
And then there's the audio of just irate gunfire. I don't know if you guys picked up on that.
Oh, my God.
But there was a part towards the end. I mean, we're getting into spoilers. Yeah. But, like, where whoever did the audio on the machine gun fire, like, turned that shit all the way up to 11. Because it sounded like a war zone going on in our house when we were watching it the other day.
I love it.
Right.
It's good stuff.
The 80-minute runtime, I feel like, makes the investment not that big of a deal.
For sure.
It's like, if you're going to watch a bad movie,
you might as well.
At least if it gets over quickly.
I don't even think the last minute counts.
Probably.
I think they literally ran out of film. And like, we're not buying another roll of film.
No, it's not gonna happen.
we're just done, okay? We're just done.
All right, well, let's get into some spoilers. Lee, on your count?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So let's get into some trivia. According to the movie, fewer people have been killed by bears than...
Salmon.
Salmon. Got it, E? I mean, that's also correct, but we were going for an all of World War One
and two
combined.
I forgot about that. And I should know because it's so random that he said that.
Sure. Like, but that's what? With like 19 other random things you're talking about
here. So. Oh my gosh.
What time slot is Strange Wilderness aired at?
3 a.m.
3 a.m., that's correct. Who did Bill serve in Vietnam with?
Gus Hayden.
Oh,
that's correct.
I was going to say Gus.
What was the last thing Bigfoot said?
Huh?
And final question. What color was Cooker's thong?
Pink.
That's correct. Right, Lee?
Yep.
Yep.
Sure.
Sure. All right. Well, you guys already answered the bonus question, but name the iconic voice role that Miles, Ernest Borgnine, is known for prior to his death.
Mermaid Man.
Mermaid Man. That's correct. All right. Let's get into our long-form discussion led by Lee.
Oh, boy.
Take it away, Lee.
Here we go. Let the hilarity ensue.
For sure.
All right. We open up with we're watching videos, animal videos and bloopers of Strange Wilderness from main character. Let's call him Peter. Yeah. And he's watching and he's on the phone. And they never find out who he's on the phone with.
Don't.
He's just talking to somebody. I have
don't
no
think
idea.
It's important. Yeah.
No,
they
not at
never
all.
Say who it is.
No, never. So why would we need to know any of that?
But it's important enough for them to know the whole story.
Right.
Right.
So he's talking about his dad and his show and how amazing it was. And he never missed a beat. And, you know, while he's doing that, he's smoking weed. on the phone and
yep.
you know talking about how he's cleaned his life up and he's gone clean, you know, except for this bowl. Yeah, and then he says, you know, Dad died and I took over the show and it, you know, pretty much fell apart, and this is the story of how that happened, and we flash
all
back
into shit. Yeah,
this wow. Just a lot of wow.
And he's really confused throughout the movie.
Yes.
How it all fell apart.
See,
that's why you attribute the choppiness, is because he's smoking a bowl and he's trying to tell the story.
I don't understand how somebody that dumb could have gotten that far to begin with.
Nepotism.
Nepo
but
baby.
Still,
yeah.
Still, after Dad died,
yeah.
How would you even get one episode in the can?
Hey.
He would have died.
You saw the output.
3 a.m., yeah. 3 a.m. time slot.
Yeah. So now we flash back and we're on set, I guess, out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get the show rolling and they're all potheads. So it's just really, really yeah. working out. Except for Ernest Borgnine, the camera operator.
Mm-hmm.
He's about the only one that's sober.
Wait, there's
God,
weed
I...
in this movie?
What? I didn't even
a
notice.
Little bit.
I
not a whole
know.
Lot. Just a little.
Teeny little bit.
I was actually, honestly, was expecting more weed.
Really?
In the movie. Because this, you know, somebody says it's a stoner movie, and yes, it is, but I'm like, it's not the
I
main
mean,
character.
I mean, you do have weed, but you also have...
Nitrous.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good times. Still don't know why they painted the inside of the RV, but whatever. So... they're trying to get the show rolling, and we're gonna be talking about bears.
Hold on, we're getting a little bit of bubbling, like underwater bubbling.
Oh, that's, I got that.
Oh my god,
Junior, knock it off!
Just all.
We got some. We got some fog rolling in.
I love Justin Long.
Yeah.
I really do. I think
yeah.
his character is the best character.
I do too. He's hilarious.
So, Justin Long Jr., Ernest Borgnine's grandson, I'm assuming.
I'm
I thought it was like his nephew or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, uncle, whatever. I don't know. Family. That's how he got
right.
the job, but he is the stoniest of stoners.
They really jammed all that into one character.
It's not a good time
I love
right
him.
Now.
It's
not a good time for me right now. I'm trying to hit this bowl. About you, you know,
back
relax
up.
A little bit. This is it's not like this is a job.
Right.
So they're giving out facts about bears, and not one really was even close. I'm not even going to get into all the wrongness of the bear facts. Makes my inner Dwight Schrute just cringe.
Yeah.
So bad. Yeah, it's definitely a train wreck, and they're trying to film, and then a helicopter comes over. It's the Forest Service telling them they've got to get out. They don't have a permit to film and stop smoking weed.
Well, Smokey the Bear says, put down the bong.
Down the bong. And now we're going to do some voiceover work while we're editing. And it's terrible. Just interruptions, people talking over him. I'm just like, okay, you're gonna put this out.
Here
okay.
we go.
All right. So they have to go back to the station, K-Pip, to meet with Lawson, the program director.
Yeah.
And talk about the show's future. I can't imagine it being good.
Right.
But
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Right. Spoiler alert. They've got a new show coming in to K-Pip. It's Harry Hamlin, Sky Pearson.
Well, while they're talking with the studio executive, they're showing like clips of everything. And one of the clips is from the Faces of Death series, including a man on fire with Jesus music like being burned.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Did you put
was that
in after?
Playing at the rally? Or did you add that in post?
Put that in after?
Yeah. What is that?
Can we add some in post here?
Right.
It'll go well.
But those were all from that, and then the indigenous people are all from the Faces of Death series.
Faces of Death.
Yeah.
Now, y'all are way too young to have ever seen a Faces of Death, but let me tell you, it's for real and disturbing.
Yeah.
And maybe one day.
So it was live leaks before live leaks was on the internet.
I remember the last scene of the first one where they had a monkey and they bashed its brains in and then ate it.
Oh.
Like Indiana Jones style.
Good old-fashioned family fun.
Right. Yeah,
good stuff. I mean, they'd show people getting electrocuted, hit by a train, whatever. Just and showed it all.
Yep, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Just
good
put
stuff.
Some Jesus music in the background.
Right. So, Harry Hamlin's show is going to take over for, what was it? What's the name of this place? Strange Wilderness.
Wilderness.
That's how easily you forget it. Yeah. They're going to take over for Strange Wilderness, and they're going to be canceled in 2 weeks unless something big happens.
Something
but nothing
big
big's going to happen, okay?
No.
It's not going to happen. You're out here filming.
But
naked
like
chicks, you know, from Africa doing a war dance.
We don't ever see their show, but it's just insinuated it's better.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pretty low bar to clear, to be honest.
I can't see it being worse.
Yeah.
And I can't see it being as bad. So.
What is this? Girls, because they're dancing topless. And
right.
So a lot of people from the bush
are
not
attractive.
God.
Not very good looking. So we got these girls.
They're from
Long Beach.
Long Beach.
They're doing a war dance.
That feels like a classic mid-aughts. Like, we need to get nudity into this movie somehow.
Definitely.
We're just going to shoehorn it in there.
For definitely.
Sure.
Just like, mash
remember.
It right down your throat.
This is for high school boys.
Yes.
Boobies.
Yeah.
Right?
This is
I paid attention.
So, right. He was glued to the screen for the first hour.
After the meeting with Lawson, they have a little production meeting, and they're trying to decide on what they're going to do for something big. And then they try to talk to Junior, and he's sitting there, and he looks like he's awake, but he's not, because he's got tattoos on his eyes.
This is one of the hardest parts
that
I laughed at.
So I spoke at a bowl last... I mean... Sorry, shit. I was smoking a bowl. He's covering his grandpa's ears.
Shit. Sorry, Grandpa.
And I got these tattoos on my eyes to make it look like I'm awake.
But what I don't understand is in the next scene, they're gone.
They're gone. Yeah.
Not very good tattoo work.
No.
I love Justin
tattooed
Long.
With a Sharpie.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Who the fuck is Jack Nicholson?
So... Bill from the mountain comes down.
Yeah.
Tells him, look, I got this map in South America, Ecuador.
Yeah.
I know where Bigfoot is.
Oh,
we can get him. Pearson wants the map for $1,000. So you got to give me $1,000 because I need the money right now.
Strap for cash.
Because I'll give you a week. I'll be back Friday with your money. He's like, all right, cool. So they start to try to put a crew together to go out on this adventure, and they need an animal handler, so they're going to do interviews.
Yeah.
And they start with Kevin Heffernan, also known as Farva from Super Troopers.
That's the only thing I can see when I see him.
He's also in that
Beer Fest
Tacoma
FD,
which is pretty funny.
Oh, he is in Beer Fest.
Yeah, he is.
It's,
he's the guy that plays both of the brothers.
Right.
Yeah, the twin brother that drinks twice as fast.
Yeah.
Twice
as much.
So they interview him, and he's like, "What do you need? What do you want the job?" "Well, I need it." "Well, that's depressing."
Yeah.
"I don't want to hire you, this sad sack. I don't want this sad." Like, he's the only guy interested in the job. At all.
Which, why everybody are else just keeps there? Calling them.
Just, next! Debate!
It's like a line of so people loud. That are like, "I don't want to work for you."
Like,
right. How did you get you these insane? People in there?
Next!
That so part was where my wife was like, this kind of scene is why I don't really like these styles.
See,
movies.
I like that scene more than most.
Really?
So we come back to Whitaker, Mr. Heffernan, and he gets the job, and man, he probably shouldn't have.
Welcome to the show.
Right?
And then he was a car mechanic last week.
Yeah, right? He was.
You want me to change the spark plugs in the RV? I can do that. Right?
So then we get our travel agent, Cheryl, the attractive woman of the group.
Yeah.
The token attractive woman.
Right, right.
Yes.
The one woman.
Right.
The only.
Yes.
The only woman besides the nurse.
Yeah.
The directors were like, "Look, you. Hot girl. Boy. Keep watching."
Yeah.
"We gave you boobies."
I didn't think
hot.
She was that hot. So we get Cheryl, and immediately Peter's thinking, you know, within a couple of days, she's already falling in love with me, and I'll be laying the pipe. And she's standing right behind him. And just kind of blows the whole thing off. She's really cool about it, so that was good. She obviously needs the job as well.
Make a joke like that, everyone thinks you're straight.
Right?
And you move on with but your life. Right?
So then we hit the road and we get our first montage.
Hey, cooker, you're supposed to put the bags
in
the RV.
They're on the bus, man.
They're on the bus.
Those bags.
Oh, those bags.
Oh, no, those aren't on the
bus. They're not on the bus.
Those aren't in there yet.
I don't know. I remember Nathaniel pointing out what the first time watching it, as they're getting on the bus, Cooker is just face pressed up against the bus.
I missed that.
It's really like Blair Witch style, like right up against the wall of the RV.
Yeah, nice. He's in timeout, has nose in the circle.
Lovely. Lovely. So we hit the road and it's our first little travel montage. We're gonna head down California through Mexico to Ecuador, and we're gonna hit, you know, several opportunities to get some film on some animals before we get to Bigfoot. So
for sure.
Our first stop is sea lions.
Of course.
And our good friend, Peter Dante, Daniel Gutierrez in the movie. What's up, Mr. Chazel?
He dresses up
as a sea lion to go out there and get some good angles. You know, I'm going to get you close-up shots that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Right.
And he gets out in the water and is immediately attacked by a shark and loses a leg. I'm like, wow.
You don't see him again
until the last scene.
Thankfully, in my opinion.
I
think maybe Peter Dante's scenes were funny when we were in high school.
But they did not.
That was the roughest part for me. Is,
for sure.
Was just his acting overall in general. I was like, ugh.
His well, and there's
acting.
Probably a reason why Adam Sandler doesn't use him anymore.
Find you a good friend like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Put you in all your movies.
Right? So they go to the hospital and they're waiting for Peter to get, or I'm sorry, Daniel to get out.
Yeah.
And they see a bug. I guess that's film worthy.
Yep, it sure is.
While they're filming a couple of, I'm going to say Latin American gentlemen pull up in a nice 64 Impala.
I fully think the driver is white. that's a white guy.
I think so, but I think they were shooting for Hispanic.
Yes, yes.
So we're going
to
roll with that.
Add that to a list of things that didn't
age. We're
going to
roll with that. Exactly. Okay, I didn't make the movie. I'm not promoting it. I'm just stating the facts here, people. So they keep honking the horn while they're trying to film, and he comes over and does... I don't know what that was called when he tried to speak to the gentleman.
The language of their people.
In just the most racist, just terrible accent.
How does it go?
I'll leave that one to Calvin.
It's time. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. To stop
the
horn.
Honking.
And the honking. It's like,
okay. Oh, goodness.
All right, then. So
different time.
He gets out and he tries a different approach and smacks him in the back of the head. And the guy gets out and wants to beat him up. And the other guy gets in between him and says, look, if you hit him, he's a pussy. He's probably going to die. Yeah. And then you're going to go to prison. You don't want to do that, do you?
What about the dent on my
hood? What about the dent on my hood, Holmes? Sorry. And they both look down real close, real close. And he hits the switch on the hydraulics and they get knocked out up. And they knock their two front teeth out, both of them.
Yeah.
And then they got to go to the dentist.
Yes. Good thing they're right by a hospital. Yeah.
Good thing. Good thing.
Good thing it didn't take very long to fix their teeth, too.
Yeah, it was about an hour.
Whole hour to kill.
And they look perfectly normal. Yep. Even the same color straight across.
That doesn't matter.
Fred,
that doesn't matter.
Go so, color.
Okay. So, yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. So while they're in there getting their teeth fixed. While they're in there getting their teeth fixed, Junior goes in and steals a canister of nitrous oxide.
He just boosted it.
Yeah. Just I'm a dentist. I need this.
I need this.
I need this shit. Okay. Is what he says. I'm like, okay.
I'm sure plausible. That they all were like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
very
sure.
plausible.
Go ahead, take it.
Yeah.
Right. So they all pile in the RV, minus Daniel, who's staying back, you know, missing a leg. And they're driving around, and the canister's just in the floor, rolling around, leaking nitrous oxide. So they all
losing their golden ticket.
Yeah.
They all get super high.
Feeling a little weird.
Yeah. They all get super high and have a pretty awesome party and end up painting the inside of the RV red.
Well, one of them was a black penis.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying, for the most part,
right.
the inside of the RV is now
trashed.
Yeah. They saw a black RV and wanted to paint it red.
Yes.
How were they still driving?
They parked.
They were
they parked.
Oh,
they parked in a parking lot.
Like they
and
were
they're like the old people were outside, listening to them yell and scream
right.
and like, yeah, I'm not knocking on that door. I don't want to know what's going on in there at all. They go to Bill and they get to his place.
We missed a pretty fantastic performance of Jonah Hill on the guitar earlier too.
Yes,
oh
he used to turn
God.
His music down.
Yeah. Fuck you.
That got stuck in my head a little bit after I watched
the
movie.
Next day,
found myself singing that at my desk.
Nice. Nice. I hope I never hear it again.
Fuck you too.
Tell me to turn my music down.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Why'd you
Meanwhile, Justin
that
Long
more?
Just sobbing his eyes
he's,
out.
Yeah, yep. crying is the most beautiful thing he's ever seen.
It's touching. It's very touching.
I love Justin Long.
<I know.
laughs>
So they get up on the mountain and they get to Bill's house, and wouldn't you know it, Bill sold the map because they're 3 days late.
Yes.
What did he say he needed? Lithium?
Lithium and dark line paint.
I live in a world of depression and paranoia.
Right.
But he somehow has a wife.
Right. Yes. And she's...
She's smoking.
Built like a brick house.
That so. Visual gag was one of my favorite ones.
Oh,
that
definitely.
Whole movie.
Yeah. Wait,
can't imagine why. Kept replaying it. It's
right.
Weird. I had to double take. I was like, what?
What?
Jeez.
Yeah.
But she can swim.
Float for sure. Float for sure.
She looks really smart.
Yeah.
So, Skye Pearson ends up banging Bill's wife, and they got it on the video. So now Bill's mad. So
slice me up and beat that.
He gets him a copy of the map in the most impossible way.
Yep.
Off the security footage of the inside of his cabin.
The cut to the printer. Perfect gag for a stoner comedy.
I'm just like, okay.
Sure. He was able to get that perfect snapshot.
Right.
And
but
end,
backwards.
The end was backwards, too.
Yeah.
So,
good stuff.
It works.
And he tells him, look, I'm going to hook you up with Gus Hayden. Yeah. He's just a tracker extraordinaire. Yeah. I was in Vietnam with him. So he usually does it for about three grand, but I'm going to have him do it for 500.
We've got
like
$14.
We're broke. He goes, well, we'll figure it out. So they get on the road again and start heading south. And we pull over to get some more footage. And we have the turkey attack.
Oh, my God.
Peter goes to relieve himself over by a tree. And he sees a group of
Almost
baby
gotcha.
Turkeys.
Huh?
and where's Mama?
Where's Mama Turkey?
And he turns around with his pants down, and Mama Turkey is at full trot, full turkey trot, yeah. right at him, and gobble gobble.
Gobble, to say the least.
Gobble, gobble. Swallows it whole.
Yeah, she does. Yes.
Like a champ.
Another great visual gag, the x-ray.
100%. And he's running.
Him running, holding on to this turkey, this giant friggin' turkey, just swinging from his crotch. Right. And the next thing you know, they're at the vet's office, and they're trying to get it off. And... not having a whole lot of luck. It's stuck.
Nurse, could you massage the throat of the turkey?
They show the x-ray, and it's the turkey, yeah. and you can definitely see the appendage.
Yes, the male appendage.
Deep down the throat of the turkey.
Down in the throat. Yeah.
So the doctor instructs the nurse to maybe massage the neck of the turkey to loosen it up, and you can imagine the effect it has when the nurse is also smoking hot.
The nurse is fucking hot, doc. What do you want me
What do you want me to do? And he gets an erection. So, and then two people, which I have no idea where they came from, came in and said, "Yep, this is the turkey this we're looking for. It's Maggie. We've been missing this turkey." Solid.
That's solid more thought logic. Than when in the writing of the
script.
Scene.
For sure.
The entire script.
And the turkey's worth like...
$5,000.
$5,000.
We're going to pull this turkey
Imagine
off.
Imagine that.
And we've got all the money we need.
Did you just say yank?
Yank.
I'm going to be gentle but firm.
So they pull this turkey and stretch the appendage
all
out
the way out.
A good... 2.5 feet. Easily. Good 30 inches.
It's gotta hurt.
I was not aware.
I didn't know they were stretchy.
I
like
didn't
that.
Know that. I didn't, that's not an attribute I've ever seen before.
Yep.
That's and I've been around them my whole life. So
funny enough, kid of the dad that came in, I'm almost certain that is the guy from Supernatural. That's Dean and Sam's younger brother. Almost certain that's who it is.
That's for another time.
That's for another time. Well, I don't think we're doing Supernatural, but...
Oh, you don't know that.
Maybe. They make a movie.
All right,
well, I wouldn't
20
know.
Seasons in a movie.
Me either.
15.
Because I watched the first season of Supernatural, and then
we
I...
got to 5.
Well, did we?
We got to 5, and then we stopped.
I got to 15 or 14 and a half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that last season is unwatchable.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to be coming back for another season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
That's dedication.
Moving on.
So now we get to Mexico. We pull in. We're heading to the border, and they get pulled over and searched. And
I'm seeing on the other side.
And then he does
the
accent
joke. The accent joke comes back.
Yes.
And that ends up poorly.
Yes. We immediately cut to...
The chop shop. They are cutting everything out. Yes. And he comes out of the room and it's like, all right, let's go. We're done.
There?
I don't want to talk about it.
They never say what happens in that room.
We know what
it
happened.
It was a cavity search.
Yeah.
Deep and hard.
Yes. They checked it.
Gloves up to the elbow.
Yes.
They were working him like a puppet. And somehow in my notes it says Whitaker is an alcoholic. And
yes.
He tells them that he's been a drunk for a long time and, you know, now he's going to get clean he has something to look for.
He's took been his last sober.
Drink. I took my last drink 3 days ago and God willing, this one will really be the last one.
Right? Yeah, the one beer that's in his hand.
Yeah, you know, that was heartwarming. Take a bow.
Yep. And then we meet Dick.
Just Dick.
That's it.
Dick. You say Dick?
I come running.
You come where?
I'm running.
You ever let your dog lick your name?
Every once in a while when I get in the water, my cold water, my name shrivels up.
Scenes like that make the movie worth it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That Dick. One, how much footage do you think they have for that scene?
I'll bet you there's a good 15 minutes of footage for that bit alone.
Just easily, 1,000 jokes.
Yes. 1,000. And they just kept, you know, 7 or 8.
And most of them were Justin Long just hitting out bangers. And everybody is just trying
not to
laugh.
Dick, 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 dick.
I feel like every time they're laughing in this movie, it's most likely genuine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're really yeah. laughing.
To the extent there's a fourth wall, it's gone and the laughter.
All right, so now Dick's got to take him to Gus. And we get another montage and more animals and a trail hike.
Hey, are there any snakes on this trail?
Nope. Don't worry about the snakes.
Fuck you, dude.
Oh, shit, a porcupine.
So highbrow humor.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we finally get to Gus Hayden, and it's Robert Patrick.
Maybe that's where the budget went.
Two for Terminator.
Sure. 100%.
I don't think so, because that guy will do any movie. Yeah. Like, literally, after Terminator 2, he was like, what do you got? I'll do it.
He was decent in the X-Files for a little bit.
He was in The Faculty.
He was okay in The Faculty, but he was really good in Identity Thief.
Oh, yeah?
With Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman.
Oh, my gosh. My coworkers talk about that movie.
Have you not seen it?
Oh, I have not seen it, but they love it.
It's good. You guys would like it. You'd like it. That, and I don't know if you've seen The Heat.
Yeah, The Heat's good. The
Heat's excellent.
No, that's another Melissa McCarthy movie, yep. Right?
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy and Sandy Bullock.
Not to be confused with
She's a gem.
Not to be confused with Heat.
Right.
With Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
Which they're coming out with the second one, apparently.
Which is probably in the top 10 of my favorite crime movies.
Oh, it's a great one.
Yep. Yep. For another time.
I'm looking forward to the second one because I read the book.
Did you really? Was it good?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So.
I'm gonna do the audiobooks at some point. So, and now we're sitting around the campfire and we're doing scar stories, and I was scarred. That's all I'm going to say.
I
know
knife.
Too much about Robert Patrick's scrotum.
And I cut out
looks like
a
quilt.
Yeah, looks like a quilt.
Hand stitched.
Stuffed it back in there and stitched.
Rolled them back up.
I
didn't know testicles could unravel.
Well, they did, and he rolled them back up.
Rolled them back up and shoved them back in there.
And sewn him up himself.
Can't tell he did the sewing himself.
No.
Definitely not.
Was his
not
at penis all. Sideways?
It was hidden. It was hidden.
Yes. Certain elements that are usually below appeared to be above.
How'd you get the beans above the Frank?
Right.
God damn it.
Well, I'm tired.
Kind of looked like a division sign, really.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lee had to pause the movie to.
Oh, I just put a piece of paper up on there and outlined it.
Outlined the whole thing.
It was beautiful.
Stitches and all.
I got it up on the wall now.
Right.
It's great.
If you kept taking notes after that scene, you're a real trooper.
Oh, 100%.
Dude. Another whole page.
He got two pages back to back.
That's right. And that's double spaced.
The hardest movie to ever take notes about.
Oh, 100%.
It was, because it's really hard to take notes on a movie you haven't seen before.
Right. Yeah.
And
then the movie has no plot.
Right.
Yeah, definitely not.
The plot is literally 30 Gags. Seconds
but
long.
To be fair. I told you when we were.
Yeah, you told me.
I was like,
you
hey.
Told me.
Yeah.
So we cut to the next morning, and Peter's sleeping on a sleeping bag, and I knew right away
everybody gone.
Was gone. I was like, first of all, why don't you have a tent
right.
in the jungle?
The jungle. Not like Missouri jungle, like jungle.
Like Amazon rainforest jungle. Sure.
Calvin would have had a tent and 20 pounds of underwear.
Well, oh, yeah.
He'd have been prepared.
Exactly.
So they get up, and Gus and Cheryl are gone, and they think that they took off together. She got one good look at that sewing job and had to have
that
it.
That nut job. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Look at that nut job and took off with it.
So, Just Dick says, all right, I'll lead you guys to at least this town, and then you're on your own.
Yeah.
And then it starts raining, of course, because it's a rainforest.
Right.
And then it just miraculously just stops.
Stops raining.
You know, just in time for them to.
That's been my experience in the rainforest.
Of course, yeah, of course.
You know, it'll stop eventually for you. That's how it works. And then as they're walking, Cheryl finds them, and she has the map, and she had to convince him, and she took one for the team. They never said what that meant.
I got a map.
I got lots of maps. I got a map store.
I got an atlas.
I got an atlas. Like 1,000 pages of maps.
I got a map store.
I got
all kinds of maps.
Civil War maps, if you want.
That's another one of those scenes that had to have been 15 minutes of footage.
Yeah,
100%. It's like, all right, I get it.
So I love how she's just like, oh, you guys.
Whoa, you're silly.
Bring it in. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
All right.
She did say that she'd bang them before she did the other dude.
Yeah.
Like, well, I got a map.
I got a bunch of maps.
So now we have to cross the river. And this, I thought for sure, right before when Dick says, I'll lead you through the jungle, that's when Dick was going to die.
Okay.
But now he's crossing the river and he's standing in the river by himself. And I'm like, yeah, this is where you're going to die.
He just
and
stays in there.
Just stopping in the middle of the river.
Standing, and then everybody else is passing him. He's like, you're doing a great job. Yeah,
you're doing a great job.
I've got a message for you while I'm standing in the middle of the river.
And then Bubbles started crewing behind him.
I thought it was going to be an alligator.
Oh, yeah.
Or a crocodile, yeah. But it ends up being a swarm of
piranha
that just chew him to the bone.
They're like, they're trying to hold Peter back because yeah. he's trying to get in the water to save him.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do?
It just jump cuts to the night.
And they're,
I got another one of those fish bastards. And then one of them starts punching the fish.
Jesus.
You ain't my friend, Dick.
Yeah. So.
How do you like it?
If
how do you
the
like
fish
it?
The fish ate Dick. And then we're eating the fish. Are we eating Dick? Well, she might be.
Oh, God.
Hey-o.
Hello.
Get back on track. We got the map. We're trying to find Bigfoot again, and we stumble across Sky Pearson's camp, and they're all dead. All of them.
Graphically.
Horribly massacred by the indigenous people of wherever.
Right.
The visual of him being cut in half. Golden.
That's great. That's great. But he's still alive.
Hey,
and then,
Sky.
And
can you feel this?
his lower
what's his name?
Is not attached to his upper half.
Alan Covert, Fred, says, hey, remember, what's his name? Bill wanted you to
punch him
in the face.
It's
like, are you going to do that? He goes, oh, man, I'm kind of on the fence.
Right.
Well, he's not in any position to hit you back. Yeah, it's not the fear, man. He's cut in half. He's missing the lower half of his body. Kind of feel bad.
Hey, Peter. The cavalry has arrived.
And then he dies. So now we're just going to take their stuff and trek through the jungle.
Yeah. Good thing they have cameras.
Got
everything we need.
Yeah.
There goes their competition, and right. Here's all this
you know,
gear
I told
for
you guys.
You.
Little did
I
they know, they
could have
just turned around and went home.
Right.
Because they're dead.
Yeah.
No need to even kill Bigfoot.
And Peter, yeah, as soon as they walk in, like, everyone's horrified. And Peter's like, I told you guys! You guys were all, no, we can't make it through the jungle. Well, look what happened.
Yeah, they're dead, so ha ha ha.
Oh, right.
Wow.
This is sad.
This is sad.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Hold on, I was thinking.
Back up the gear, guys.
So.
Somberly.
Right.
After they figure out that the map is backwards and they're on the wrong side of the country.
So
is that how mirrors work?
That's definitely not how.
That's not exactly how it works at all. Not at all.
You would have had to flip the page upside down.
Boy Scout alert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In order to get the correct, like, legit flip the print out of the HP paper that they got and then draw it out that way because you're essentially looking at a mirrored image.
Right.
So, yeah.
Can't just go to the other side.
You just can't go to the other side.
That's dumb.
Right. Well, then that's like, this is my biggest nitpick.
This is your
right
biggest
here.
Nitpick.
Okay. They're traveling through the jungle, and they get really close, and he's like, well, the mountain wouldn't be over here. It'd be over there. I'm like, sure.
Yep. Why not?
Let's go with
that's
that.
That's where he's drawing the line.
That's where I cut it off.
Right on the map.
Just the map. Everything else.
I believe everything to this point.
Everything else, believable.
This is completely unrealistic.
Right. This is it.
The
now,
turkey I was on board with.
I thought it was really unrealistic that they all rappelled down that face.
Oh, yeah.
Without dying.
They made it.
Yeah.
That was their competency.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So they find the cave and immediately kill Bigfoot. He comes out. They're waiting for him. They set up the cameras, and they're going to go in and see him and talk about how majestic this beast is. And
he even has a speech about...
Yeah, he has a speech about...
I'll say... The nostalgia was really kicking in. Even when I saw the cave and I knew it was coming, the anticipation was killing me. Like the just the perfect home.
I was expecting not Bigfoot. I was expecting something horrible to come out and so, damn near kill them all.
Were you expecting a guy in a costume?
No, I was expecting a bear. I was expecting a bear.
So my favorite part about this is that they make it all the way down to the cave, okay? And then he's like, all right, guys, he probably has never seen anybody in his life. So don't spook him or he'll come try and attack us, okay? And then so they're kind of quietly getting everything situated. And then he's like, all right, I'm ready to film. And he's like, all right, these majestic animals, they've always been thought of people, but not people per se. And, you know, they just want peace and love and harmony. And then the whole crew... are facing Peter. Peter doesn't see what's behind him. And then Bigfoot walks out. Oh my God, Peter. And Peter's in the middle of this heartwarming speech. And he turns around and then it zooms in on Bigfoot. And Bigfoot's like, Oh, fuck!
And open fire.
They legit, every single one of them except for Peter has like an AK-47.
Yeah.
And they're all just mowing him down.
He gets one after he does his handgun. Right? I think he does switch. He had two guns.
He had two on him.
So terrible. But you know, it wasn't just a hole.
Yeah.
It was a
growl.
I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're sitting around the campfire again trying to justify why they killed him.
Right.
That, you know, he deserved to die. He was gonna kill us all.
Right? Yeah,
he's gonna kill us all.
It's like a her.
You saw that crazy look in his eye and his growl.
Right? Because I've never killed
Maybe we shouldn't have.
You know, it was in self-defense. It was in self-defense.
I don't think that's gonna fly with the network.
No, definitely not.
So
Peter, I got an idea.
He gets an idea. So
and what an idea.
What an idea. He comes up with.
So we go back to LA and we're meeting with Lawson again.
We pick up our friend.
Yeah, we got to pick up Daniel Gutierrez in the wheelchair, but he got this cool ass leg.
He wanted a jackhammer, though.
Yeah, so we could just, you know, screw up the concrete. Jesus. Okay, so they're back in LA and they're going to show Lawson the video that they made for Bigfoot, and they show them getting there, and Bigfoot is riddled with bullet holes, but he hung himself
from depression. I don't know. On rewatch, when you look at Steve Zahn's face, it is the most over exaggerated, like,
Oh, no.
Why?
It's so sad.
And
oh, my God.
I will say that this movie feels too long after this point.
Yes.
And they should have ended it
This is Return of the King endings here.
Yes.
So,
really sullying Return of the King's name there.
You're right.
Oh, hell. It's a lot of endings.
Yeah.
So Lawson kicks him out because that video is insane. Literally insane.
They leave the office, and then for whatever reason...
Yeah, they get in a big argument.
They're all hostile. And Judy, we don't even know her name.
Yeah.
She gets up because she's like trying to like show them the way out. Fuck you, Judy.
What'd I do?
Hey, we're in the middle of an argument. You turn around to hit on some chick?
This is a company meeting.
Yeah.
Poor lady.
Why are you on my waist?
She's just trying to do her job.
You feeling foggy? You take a leak.
I can't. That's fucked up. Hey, man, you want to fight? You suck as a sound man, Fred. You suck. You want to fight?
See, they don't even need to watch the movie. They can just listen to this.
This is something else.
And you'll just give them all the dialogue.
This is the most manic episode we've ever done.
You don't know how much we quoted this movie in high school.
100%.
I'm sure it was insufferable.
All the time. Especially for people.
I am not looking forward to phone conversations in the future. Because I'm going to have to listen to this crap.
Justin's long lunch.
Like Calvin's got a personal relationship.
Yeah. Sure.
Was that Justin's long?
Justin's long.
Or Justin's long?
Let's just say he couldn't turkey scene because it would have been actually too.
It would have. Yeah. Would have
the X-ray the wasn't turkey. Zoomed out enough.
Right. Would have right. killed the turkey.
Yeah. It's like fight scene where he's just like. Hopping around is one of my favorite scenes of the movie, too.
Oh, I guess I wasn't paying enough attention.
Oh, my God. Next time you watch it, you have to check yeah. it out.
It benefits from multiple watches.
Yeah,
sure. That's where you notice stuff definitely. Like Jonah Hill yeah. staring at the wall of the RV.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we're back on the couch.
Yep.
He's on the phone, wrapping the phone call up. He gets a knock at the door. It's good old Ernie Borgnine.
Nobody's home.
You know, when you tell somebody you're not home, they know you're home. I'm not sure why they had to explain that. Apparently, we're that dumb. So, I mean, we did just go through an hour and 20 minutes of this movie, and we still got 5 minutes left.
Yes.
So, Ernest Borgnine tells him, look, you know, let's get the band back together, basically.
Hold on, do you mind if I tap this real quick?
Let me tap this bowl.
Yeah. He's going to think he's a shark.
Oh, no, it was the bong.
Yeah.
And he poured...
The goldfish.
Poured the fish in.
That little guy's going to think he's a shark. Yeah. Oh,
there's a great idea right there.
All it takes is one great idea.
Oh, my God.
You know, sharks have been menacing for over a decade.
They've menacing been menacing and terrifying.
Over a decade.
For over a decade.
Hey, or 65 million years, whichever.
But sharks only live in two places, the northern and the southern hemispheres.
Yes. They only live in, in water.
Spot the lie.
Yeah.
Spot the lie.
No lies detected. None. So then they go out and, they
Holy,
make another video.
What the
and
fuck's up with that shark's teeth?
I don't understand. God, that went on way too long, no, just like that.
Everything I found about the movie online, that seems to be the scene that sticks with people the most. They love it.
The whole shark.
I got a laugh out of it. It goes so long, it turns back into being funny again.
No.
It gets funny, and then it's like, okay, this is going too long, and then it's like funny again.
I just like how they just replayed the same scene
over and over. But the funniest part,
and over,
though, is that they do that, and they know that they're doing that, and then halfway through one of them, then they cut it back straight to the beginning. And then it's an even more exaggerated.
That was terrible. That was terrible. Now,
that one fell flat,
to me.
Yeah, okay.
What they were doing, drinking the three-week-old milk.
That's how they get back at the shark.
And
that's
the
oh,
eggs.
Oh, my God.
They had to get back because it bit Danny's
So that
leg
was the
off.
Whole
it was the
plan,
same shark.
Was to
plan.
Get that shark to get jump up and then
and
puke
throw up.
In its
It was
mouth.
Truly at that point where I was like,
yeah.
What the hell?
I was like,
99% into the movie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm like,
this is cinema.
I guess I'm
at a loss. Just like,
I put up with
okay,
the
this has gotta
suicidal
be Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Calvin's line drawn was the map. Chelsea's was apparently the puking in the shark's mouth.
Yes.
So.
The shark jumped up and they all puked right at the same time.
Mine was the opening credits.
And then it came back up for more.
Yeah.
It came back up
and got Don's, and got Danny's hand.
Yeah.
Flipping him off.
Then we're back in the network office again, and he loves the video because
people
just
love
shark attacks, and the other guy's dead, so you're back on the air, and then Fred breaks character, and we left it in the thing, and
that's it.
That's the end of the
movie. They went on more adventures, and crazy shit happened.
They dominated the 3 a.m. time slot.
Yeah, they went on to search for Loch Ness Monster, and...
And they're still friends to this day.
And many, and what did it say?
Some crazy shit happened.
It's a lot of crazy stuff happened, but we don't get to know.
No, that's the sequel that never happened.
That,
oh, God, sequel.
And then it was over. Thank you for being over.
All right, so that was Strange Wilderness. Do you guys have any last minute thoughts before we get into our ratings?
There needs to be a board put in place to stop this kind of thing from happening again. Because it's irresponsible.
Yeah.
It is dangerous. Because some dumb kid is going to think, oh, I can do a wilderness show.
Yeah.
And they're going to get eaten by a damn bear.
Well, that's why you got Brave Wilderness.
I don't do your internets.
Yeah. It's Coyote Peterson.
Coyote Peterson does Brave Wilderness.
We love him.
Yeah, we do.
Sure.
Yeah. Unfamiliar.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel, and he will get, like, he did, like, the pain scale with
he's got, like,
wasps and bit all by kinds a bull of stuff.
Stung by, like, some of the most painful things imaginable. And
all for that sweet, sweet ad money.
Because he was trying to, like, document
pain
what was the worst compared to, you know,
so what
was
the worst
least
so far?
Worst.
So far, it was the executioner wasp, believe it or not. And it's
but I feel like, but we
wasp.
Just watched a couple videos where he was saying
that's a newer
that
one.
Something was worse than that.
Right.
Shocked that a wasp with executioner in the name
is the worst.
Is the worst.
Something was worse.
Never see that coming.
No, never.
And, like, they'll document it, of course. Like, he'll do it on his arm. And, oh my God, his whole arm was red. And I was like, how do you, they have to have, like, an ambulance right where
right
you can't see
past
the camera because. What if, like, you're severely, I mean, I'm allergic to bees.
Shock. Well, they always have, like, a...
You wouldn't know if,
yeah, no.
They're not that big.
Executioner wasp?
No.
No.
But they look...
You looking it up?
Really...
Menacing. It's,
dumb.
Like, all yellow and, yeah.
Yellow
oh,
and
he
black.
Got bit by... It was a...
A wasp? You don't say.
Right?
Well, it's more yellow and brown.
I'm thinking of the plants, too. He did one where...
Oh.
There are plants obviously have
like nettles
or whatever.
Yeah.
That stinger
and he
is
would
ridiculous,
like
though.
Yeah, it is.
Take them gently across his arm and they would get
ooh,
stuck
that is from
and the
that.
Toxins
yeah.
would get into yeah. his bloodstream and oh my God, like he was talking about how much worse that was.
Mm-hmm.
Probably lasts
then,
a lot longer.
Oh my God, horrifying.
Most recent one I think he got like stung by a
sounds like music.
Right? Let himself get bit by a centipede or something. And that one was awful.
Mm.
But yeah, anyway.
One more positive about Strange Wilderness. I thought the music was actually surprisingly
surprisingly
good. I don't remember it being that good.
No,
I wasn't
I
anticipating
either.
That, but I was like pleasantly surprised from that.
For sure.
I think that most of the jokes do land. When you're watching it, there's obviously some of those characters where you're like, this character is so annoying.
Yeah.
But then there's
Peter Dante.
Yeah.
I didn't
but
think he was too bad.
Then you've got Justin Long, who's just so amazing at what he does.
Justin Long was by far
the
best actor.
Yes, he was.
He was in the right movie.
Show.
He
yes.
was. And like,
he was
hilarious.
He understood the assignment.
And everything that he did just landed because it was like, you make this so much better. You make this experience a lot better. But also, I think it's because, like, he just knew, hey, this is the person I'm playing.
Yeah.
So, it's just, it was fun watching him.
I loved his character in Idiocracy, the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was like, whatever, you know.
I'm surprised you didn't want to do Idiocracy because...
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's like
time.
Mike Judge put a little more thought into that
yes,
than when
because
did
that has like a deeper meaning
it's
to
actually,
it at least.
It's actually happening.
Yes.
That's what's messed up. It's actually happening.
But that's for another time.
We're on that path already.
That's for another
yes,
time.
Yes, it is.
So Lee, can you explain our rating scale to our guests?
Our rating scale is as follows. We have an S to F. S being the ultimate cinema experience, and we have 10 movies for the podcast that will be classified as S. We have two so far, The Exorcist.
Okay.
Looking at the mask now, it's great. It's the demon.
Thanks,
Pazuzu.
David.
Yep. And The Way, Way Back. If you've not seen those, I highly recommend you do. They are excellent films.
We always compare movies of quality similar to
Shawshank
Redemption.
Yes.
So
The Way, Way Back, is that the sequel to the Ben Affleck?
No.
The Way Back.
It was The Way Back, and then they had to change it
Yeah.
To the Way, Way Back because of that movie.
Really? Oh, so it did come out after.
It did. I like how...
Well, it was a passion project that had been in the works for like 10 or 15 years.
And they were just dead set that that had to be the title. There couldn't be any other title. They had to add another way in there.
It was a reference to...
Easy fix.
Yeah.
Sounds like I'll have to add it to my list.
Oh, yeah. It's excellent. Yeah. It's
solid. Sam Rockwell.
It is one of the... most underrated films I've ever seen, so, and nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it.
I've never heard of it. So yeah.
It's excellent.
I didn't really either.
S tier.
Yeah. S tier. It's excellent.
So S tier.
S being you know awesome. Then we have A, really good, very 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 few flaws, just excellent movie. B, a few flaws here and there, but still a good movie. C is your average film. Probably got some flaws. May or may not watch it again. Just depends. D is terrible. Just lots of problems. Probably won't watch again. And then you got F. F is trash. You're not going to want to watch that ever again.
Right.
It's bad. You're dumber for having seen it.
So. Well, I don't know about the last part, but...
Some of them are.
To remain unbiased, could you give us rating for Strange Wilderness, Nathaniel?
Well, I'll give you high school Nathaniel's rating, which probably would have been somewhere in the B range. Like
for sure.
B to A, like low A's. Yeah, it was one of those movies that we just threw on all the time.
All the time.
We had to have watched it.
I'm assuming you didn't have a large variety of films to pick from.
We were very cool in high school.
Yeah, we were awesome.
I've heard. Yeah. I've heard several stories about how cool Calvin was in high school.
We were on cross country together.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
We're all the shorty cool
shorts.
Sure. So, that in mind, 31-year-old Nathaniel, I think it's going to be in the low D's.
Low D's? Like D minus?
Like D minus. I don't know.
Wow. I wasn't even going to go that low.
I wasn't either.
I think, objectively speaking, you cannot say it's a good movie.
No.
Like, the gags are great. I agree with Chelsea's analysis that... There are the gags when they hit. They're funny.
Yeah.
But I think overall, the lack of coherence.
Yeah.
The lack of coherent structure. Like if I was talking to somebody, you know, on the street, I wouldn't give this out as a recommendation.
I really think you could scramble the scenes in this movie and still come out
Not
with the
lose
same
the plot.
Movie.
Yeah.
Still have the same movie.
As long as you've got the beginning scene and the end scene the same, you could scramble everything in the middle and it all come out the same.
You could pretty much jump in anywhere, for sure.
But,
those balls are called a sack.
I might be a tough grader.
So you say D minus. I'm going to give it a C minus because, again, the gags did land.
Right.
It's a comedy, and it did its job in making me laugh. Now, that's all it did.
Yeah.
But that is high praise for me. If you can make me laugh and, you know, you've got some good jokes
good
in it,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a at least a C minus.
Right.
But, yeah, the plot and the acting and... Just the overall structure of this thing is lacking severely.
Severely.
Like everything else is like F.
Yeah.
But the comedy is at least a high C, so I'm going to give it a low C. C minus.
Okay.
It's an interesting average you got there, but that's all right. I can respect it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it a D.
Okay.
I'm just going to give it the solid D.
Because I... don't really want to watch it again for a really long time. But I thought there were moments where it was genuinely funny.
Okay.
So I'm like, that was funny when
so
he
Chelsea's
said that or
gonna
did
give
that.
It the D. All right.
It's getting
just,
the D.
Yeah, just like the turkey.
I feel I probably haven't seen this movie since I was 18 years old at least.
Yeah.
So I could probably go the same amount of time since then before I see it again.
Another
13 years.
All right. So when you're 44,
throw this bad boy on.
Watch it again. Watch, right?
set myself a reminder right now.
Yeah.
That's great. Calvin?
So, this movie has a lot of nostalgia. That's why I brought Nathaniel on, is because I remember us watching that all the time. I mean, it was the go-to quote movie of high school during
Unfortunately.
That time. Right. Not for us at the time, though. And we'll be like 3 miles into our run, running by somebody. Those balls are called a sack lunch.
Oh my God.
I got these tattoos on my eyes. Oh my gosh. Why is that pink thong running so fast?
God.
So
slice me off a piece of that and serve it up hot. I'm next in line.
That's terrible. We should get him.
And I will say that there was at least one person that would do the accent that didn't age very well. Not naming any names, but they were pretty spot on. But again, this movie has a lot of nostalgia for me, so it's going to be hard to kind of rate it without that in mind. The comedy hits really high for me. Like, there's so many scenes that whenever I'm watching this, I'm like, oh my god, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, you know? I'd agree with that.
Every scene is doing exactly what it's meant to do. It's a stoner comedy. It makes me laugh, which is the point. Is the plot going to be there for a stoner comedy? No.
They do not want you to take this movie seriously at all.
That's the point. Now, the movie is way too long, and that's generous because it's...
For an 80-minute movie.
For an 80-minute long movie. With that being said, and the editing is atrocious. Oh my god, the editing in this movie drives me up the wall.
So it's because they went too long with the freaking shark bit laughing. They could have cut some of that.
They could have cut out a lot of tears. Yes.
They only needed a few seconds of that. They didn't need like a full minute.
But then it wouldn't do the circle effect where you laugh even harder. It's so damn annoying. There's a lot of things that could have gotten cut out of this, but I think I'm going to agree with Lee on this. I think I'm going to give it a C- because it does its job, but damn, you do not want to watch this movie unless you're... This is definitely why we're reviewing it for 420, because you either got to be drinking or you got to be doing something else, and you'll think this thing's a freaking A.
Right. So we've got D-, C-, Solid D, and C-. What D+?
What do you guys?
That sounds
think?
Reasonable.
You think D+?
D+.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That little extra D in there.
Yep. Double extra.
So a little, Chelsea's little, approval. Little pepper right on the end. All right. That was
Strange Wilderness. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Hopefully, we'll hear back from David being in the Ecuadorian jungle.
I'd like to hear his take on it. Maybe in the postcast.
Maybe in the postcast, we can get something from him. Thank you, Chelsea, for filling in, and thank you so much, Nathaniel, for coming on for the first time.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Did a good job.
So yeah,
it was enjoyable to
you too, Chelsea.
Have to watch this movie.
Right.
Second timer.
Second timer.
I did not think that when I was going to come back on, it would be for a stoner comedy.
Right. Well.
And then 2 days ago, Calvin was like, I need you to come on. And I was like,
we should have got you prepared
for this movie.
I should have brought you a gummy and got you prepared.
No.
Yes.
No.
Munchies all day long.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on, and we'll see you on the next one.
Oi, oi. Oi,
oi.
Hello and welcome to the postcast. I hope you enjoyed our episode today, and very special thank you to Nathaniel coming on the show. So funny enough, David was actually on his way to watch and review Strange Wilderness, according to him, and he fell and broke his arm. So we were not able to get a review from David from Strange Wilderness, unfortunately. But maybe you guys can convince him to review it and let us know what he actually gave it. Also wanted to say apologies for the way that the mic sounded. It was unplugged, and we did our best with the editing. I wanted to say thank you to all our loyal and new listeners. We invite you all to check out our Facebook group. If you're listening to us on YouTube, give us a like, subscribe, and follow us wherever podcasts are found. Look for our next episode, Monday, April 29th. We hope you've enjoyed our program just as much as we did recording for you. Thank you, and stay tuned for our next episode.